reality of people that are chronically homeless not being able to enter homeless shelters because of barriers like drug use or active alcohol use or intoxication has become a real issue. We have women with children on our property right now, and so that does facilitate, for safety reasons, us needing to have some barriers like negative drug tests and breathalyzers. But we've recognized that that can be a barrier to some people getting services. So through a coalition with the mayor's office and the agencies in town, we developed an unhoused coalition and began looking at some plans to help this unhoused and unsheltered population. And through that, we came up with a need for a low barrier shelter. And this will be a 365-day-a-year, literally low barrier. People can come in with no background check, with no drug tests, no alcohol check. And we are hoping to have that up and running in a separate part of the mission as early as the 15th of December. And so what we always do every year is set up just a warming center in our chapel for people during the coldest nights of the year to come in. But because we're going to be doing the low barrier shelter, we'll be transitioning that warming center right into our low barrier shelter, which will be open 365 days a year for those people that are not able to or ready to engage in services with the city mission or other agencies. Through the low barrier shelter, we are also going to be able to help with referral services, create relationships with this population so that maybe they can choose to move forward. And so this will be their entry level, the lowest possibly entry level in the continuum of care. We will have advocates available. We'll have mental health services available if they choose, so that they can go from being chronically homeless or unsheltered homeless into the continuum of care and start receiving services and moving themselves out. This has been a long time coming. It's one of those things that are very, very needed. I believe they're needed in all communities to have a true low-barrier shelter, but funding and setting it up, staffing, is always an issue. And so we have worked with other agencies, the Adamus Board, through a grant they received, are contracting with the city mission. The city is helping us with some one-time funding, and well as the community foundation, so we can get this manned and up and running this year. So we have a entry level of care for every person who finds themselves unsheltered. How this fits into the ruling that came down from the Supreme Court that upheld a city's right to enforce laws about camping in public places. And thank goodness we have a city that really is purposely and deliberately wanting to do what is best by everybody in the community and make it safe for not only for those in the community to utilize public spaces, but also for the homeless. They've worked with us in a timing issue, and we are working with them to make sure that if a person is found in violation of the law where they're camping or where they're staying, that they will be made aware of the services at City Mission, that they will always have a place to go, that telling them they can't sleep here, you can't stay here, will not be the last word. They'll be then contacted by a member of the lead team through Family Resource Center, and then told about the services, the warming center services, or the low barrier shelter services, about free food services that we offer here at City Mission for anybody, and that they will know that their service is available. They just won't be run off.